Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get
tough. There's our anthem, ladies and gentlemen. And you even when times get tough. And you've had enough. You still got to try. I know you. I know how you are. I know the way you think. Small business owners, you're pathological optimists. You just don't want to quit. You do it no matter what the people say. And that's the Atlanta Rhythm section. Bring this back. That song's 35 years old. It's become our anthem as far as I'm concerned. And the reason I play it as often as I can. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. Tom Anastasi is our guest. His book is The Successful Entrepreneur. He is a professor at Daniel Webster College, right, Tom?
Yes.
And teaching entrepreneurship and leadership there. And he works with small business owners and entrepreneurs all the time and is a consultant. He's a filmmaker, which I'm going to stop in a little bit and get him to tell us about that, give us an update on that. Tom, we've been talking about, by the way, that's TomAnastasi.com, right?
Yes.
A-N-A-S-T-A-N-I, folks, is how you spell it.
A-S-I.
What did I say? A-S-I.
Yes.
TomAnastasi.com. Tom, we're talking about doing business with corporate America. Doing business with local corporations and if you're a small business and you're not B2B, you're not typically B2B, you know, I would just figure out some kind of, if you're a Main Street business, I'd try to figure out how to make sure they knew I existed. They knew I was in the area somehow. Restaurants are easy to do, contractors are a little harder to do. But you know, it's amazing if you're a small business contractor, you typically think that only big companies can work there. But big companies need subcontractors.
Sure.
Right. And so you know, that business is a little bit more trouble to get. It's a little more trouble to deal with, but it's usually pretty profitable business. And so especially the smaller you are, it should be the more profitable, because if you're that small and they're interested in you, that means you can do something in a customized way that nobody else can do.
Right, and that's what they're looking for. And one of the other things is that depending if you sell products or services, you know, definitely charge for travel or charge for shipping.
Yep.
Lots of times people will sit there and say, no, I won't charge. They will pay for shipping. They will pay for travel. So don't mm-hmm. leave money on the table. Take advantage of all that.
Does working for a big company, having companies like that and as part of your customer base, does that give you credibility?
It does, to some extent. Because you can mention, I'm working with XYZ company everybody heard of. People say, if they're working with you, then you must be good.
Mm-hmm.
But don't sit there. I've known many businesses who sit there to get that big corporate client, will discount, lose money on that. And so to get that street cred, so to speak, do business with them in a profitable way, but don't think that losing money with this big corporation so you can drop their name
mm-hmm.
is going to pay dividends, because it typically doesn't.
Another reason not to discount too much, folks, is because it could take you 45, maybe 90 days, maybe longer to get your money.
Correct. Yeah.
That's all. And folks, let me say this. That's almost automatic. That's not the exception. That's the rule, isn't it, Tom?
It is the rule, and you've got to be very careful about that as far as cash flow management. Because, you know, I've known businesses who have gotten into trouble because business is so good, and the corporation says we're going to pay in 50 days, and that sounds great, but if they don't manage that cash flow, it can actually hurt you in the long run. So just talk to bankers, talk to people to make sure you've got a line of credit or whatnot,
right,
so you can just manage that.
If you all of a sudden you get an order that's a really big order, it's like, you know, the biggest order you've ever had, You know, you need to be prepared to have to float that, to as you, Tom says, get a loan or something. Now, one of the things that you can do, though, Tom, that big companies are doing more and more of, they've got credit cards that they can use.
Sure.
Absolutely. So some vendors, some people who are, and that's what you are with them, folks, you're a vendor. Some vendors are able to do business with them on a credit card basis. So get one of those little swipers that you put on your phone or your tablet to take with you when you deliver those goods or whatever, and they'll pull the card out. They'll pay you on the spot.
They will, and I know a lot of banks will actually use accounts receivable for a bigger company as collateral for a low-interest loan.
But if you don't have to borrow the money, if you get, and that's, so that'd be something to ask them. How am I going to get paid? Are you going to pay me on accounts payable, or am I going to get paid immediately with a credit card? So you can ask those questions. Tom, good information. We got 30 seconds. Give us a quick report on the movie. Remind us what it's called, and where are you?
Yeah, so we just finished Principal Photography, and if you go to facebook.com/spin the plate, you can see lots of cool things about some of our location shoots. Also, we've got an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign. We're going to raise $15,000 for post-production expenses.
Right, and most of this has been done by volunteers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, but there's still a lot of expenses to make it look and sound like a real movie.
Spin the plate. Is the movie, right? And his wife, Ms. Anastasi, wrote the screenplay, and we're excited about it for you, Tom. Congratulations. Keep up the good work.
Folks, check
it out there, Indiegogo.com, and give them a couple of bucks. Tom Anastasi, we'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassie again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.